On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Welcome, everybody, to the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. My name is Mark. I'm in California, and my friend over here is Danny, and he's in Northern Delaware. And we're going to give you three bits today on November 28th, Sunday afternoon, right after the Steelers got their asses kicked by the Bengals. It was embarrassing. Oh, my God. And if you...
Yeah.
Now, there's no issues with Danny's volume or anything with his microphone. He was apparently yelling at the TV yesterday during the Virginia Tech-Virginia game and blew his voice out.
Yeah. And the thing is, I'm in my living room. I wasn't at the game. I wasn't in a bar. I wasn't with a whole bunch of people. It was just me and my wife, and I was pissed. Luckily, they pulled it out at the end, but... The first half was a complete shit show. I was so pissed. Because UVA was catching everything. Everything. These guys were wide open. Okay, I'm going to stop because I'm going to get pissed again. But they won. They won 29-24. So it's all good.
Oh, yeah. And imagine if they lost, we'd have had to cancel the show, or I'd have to do a solo show.
I would just sit here and listen and go and nod my head.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Okay. So we're going to start things off here. We're going to do some intellectual poetry. And what that is where we read the lyrics to a song. Could be a good song, could be a bad song. And you're going to try to guess the name of the song. We're not going to give you any melodies. I'm not going to sing it or hum it or anything. I'm just going to talk the lyrics out. And this week, I think it's a pretty good one, but I'm getting so old, I'm not even sure if I've done this one before. So if I have, I'm sorry. But Danny, are you ready to go with this?
It's fine by me. If you've done it before, I won't remember, so it's all good.
Okay, here we go. Starting with the lyrics. I've been around the world. I've known a lot of girls. Living and loving. It's hard to keep them all in line. I've seen a lot of sights. Many crazy nights. Cruising and boozing. It's a wonder that I'm still alive. Danny, what do you think?
Oh, man. I know that song. Oh, man. Is it Van Halen?
Incorrect.
Dang it.
It is not Van Halen. It's funny when I was... reading these lyrics, it reminded me of another song. But I'm not going to say it yet. Okay, right. Moving on. Never wasted any time. Never missed a beat. Total satisfaction. Always guaranteed. Then it comes the chorus, which I will skip. Actually, you know what? Take a second guess off of that one. What do you think? Get four cracks at it. So.
Oh, man.
I give you a hint. This song came out in 1990. And it is a video.
1990.
And it was a pretty big song for this band.
God, I know this song. I just... without the melody, it's so hard.
You sound like you're 80 years old.
Yeah. My voice feels like it. I feel fine. My throat doesn't hurt or anything. It's just...
No guess?
I've seen a million girls. Oh, man, I know this damn song. Is it the Stones?
It is not the Stones. Incorrect. All right, here we go. Next lyric. Spread the world around. The boys are back in town. Reeling and rocking. We're rolling with it, win or lose. The girls are all dressed to kill. Looking for a thrill. Sliding and gliding. Sometimes they make it hard to choose. Not the greatest lyrics in the world, but... And off of that, I'll give you, it's a European band, five-piece band. They've been around since, well, we got wind of them in the early 70s, and they're still around.
I'm going to say, is it the Scorpions?
You'd be correct.
Yes.
Now, do you know the name of the song? I'll tell you the name of the, it came off the Crazy World album in 1990. What's the name
is
of the
it? Is it? Is it Big City Nights?
It is not.
I think that's earlier than that.
No, it's not Big City Nights. I thought you said Pink City Nights. No, I'll give you the chorus. Tease me, please me. No one needs to know. Oh, no. Tease me, please me. Boy, before I have to go. What do you think?
Say, tease me, please me.
Oh, another correct answer. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, great video. I like the song. The lyrics aren't that great, but then again, the Scorpions' lyrics, they were never really known for their lyrics. Except for maybe Winds of Change, you know.
Yeah, well, that's...
We cut them a break. English is their second language. And
yeah.
Good tune. If I've done it before, I'm sorry, but...
I don't think so, but you might have. Like I said, I don't remember it.
Do you even know what episode we're on?
Aren't we almost at 200?
Yeah, we're close. I think this is 197. And we did a couple of specialty ones, so we're not going to do anything special for our 200, but... Yeah, we've probably done about 200, and you've done 180 of them. Pretty amazing.
Nice. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I did find out that if you have an Amazon Alexa and just say, play the Hard Rock and Trivia Show, it'll play it.
Yeah, amazing. We are on Amazon now. Can you believe that?
That's awesome. It was cool. It was like, hey, I'm talking to myself while I'm taking a shower. I'm not sure I like that.
And when you go back to the older episodes, it goes, God, I don't even remember doing those. Jeez. Yeah, we go back a ways doing this.
Oh, yeah. When did I start doing it? How many?
Episode 20 is when you started.
Yeah, what date was that?
1947, I think.
Something like that. Yeah.
Who knows? All right. It's time for you with your gravelly voice. Grandpa Munster is going to give us a song.
All right, here we go. I'll give you the first verse. Looking good through the window, shining red and blue light. A little thick in the bottom, but still looking all right, yeah. Got a pocket full of money, got me a long night ahead. A quick stop in the Bulldog, score me some Panama red, yeah.
Is it Sammy Hagar?
You are very close.
Okay. Now, my first initial was AC/DC. So Sammy Hagar is my close. Okay. Do I get any clues?
Well, I'll tell you, Sammy Hagar is singing the song.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Say the next lyrics, and I think I know who it is now.
Okay. Caught a plane out of Moscow. Spend one cold night in Berlin. It's a long, hard way, but I'm coming back again. Yeah. And I can't give you any other lyrics because that's it. The rest is all verse.
Okay, it's got to be Van Halen, Sammy Hagar era.
Yep. You know the song.
I'm going to guess, is it Amsterdam?
Yes, that is correct.
The
rest of it is basically just wham, bam, oh, Amsterdam. Stone you like nothing else can. Come on now, roll in Amsterdam. She can't, then nothing else can.
That chorus is horrible.
It really is, and the music is so awesome. Yeah, but then the chorus.
Wham, bam, Amsterdam. Give me a break. Come on, guys.
Video's pretty cool.
Yeah, the music's good, but that chorus kills. I can't even listen to that song. I can't. It's like, ugh.
I don't know. It must have been when Eddie was like, well, he never was into the lyrics. You know, it was always like, there's videos of Sammy saying, hey, I got a lyric idea. He goes, yeah, I don't care.
could have been his drug phase. You know,
Well, it is about Amsterdam and pot and all that. So,
yeah, Sammy always said when Eddie got skinny or he played without his shirt on or he did something funky with his hair, he was wasted.
Oh, with a ponytail?
Yeah. That was probably his worst, when he was in his worst shape physically.
He was ripped, though.
Yeah, he was ripped because he was probably on meth. Or I don't know what he was on.
Probably 98 pounds.
Yeah. But his playing was a little off, too, back then.
Yeah.
So when he got a little chunky, he was playing. He was happy, and he was playing great. So.
Yeah, I think that's how things ended up. You know, when he was in with Wolfie, he looked great. He looked healthy, played awesome. So I think that was. I'm glad he ended things happily. It seemed.
Yeah. Wish we'd got that one more tour. Like, oh, so close, so close, so cool.
Well, I was happy to see that last tour.
Yeah, I never saw him with Wolfie.
No?
I think I saw him once with Sammy way, way back. So.
Jeez, I saw Dave at least two or three times. Saw him with Sammy two or three times. And with Wolfie, I guess just the once.
Yeah.
But, oh, and I saw him with Gary Cherone, too.
Yeah, I saw the last time I saw Van Halen was with Cherone.
Yeah.
Great show. But.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Gary's an awesome front man. When he's on stage with Extreme, so good, man.
Yeah, and the cool thing about when he played with Van Halen is he played equal Sammy and Dave. Because when you saw Sammy, he played a little bit of Dave. And when you saw Dave...
He played Jump and Panama.
That was it.
Yeah.
You saw Dave after Sammy. Dave never played any Sammy.
Of course not. Eagle. He couldn't handle that. He
can't handle those lyrics. Nope, could not.
I mean, Sammy was like a whole other register.
Yeah. In Van Halen, I'm a Dave guy. You know, pre-1985, you know, going back.
Yeah, I consider them two different bands. You know, if somebody asked me your favorite Van Halen, I'm like, look, you can't do that. They're completely different bands. I mean, you put Fair Warning up against, like, Balance, you can't do it. They're two different, completely different.
Yeah. They change.
Crazy.
But that's normal. Musicians change throughout time, so.
Yeah.
Okay. And on that note, let's go to commercial break.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right, boys and girls, we're back. Next bit we're going to do for you guys is called 6 in 30. We take 6 5-second clips in 30 seconds off of various artists. There's a theme running through it, and so you have to guess how many you can get. So 6 for 6 is perfect. Sometimes we stink at this, and we go 0 for 12 combined.
Yeah.
But if you're out there and you're not driving, get a piece of paper and a pencil out. Try to get these as best as you can. And if you are driving... Do not scratch anything on the windshield or the dashboard or, you know, stick your finger in your mouth and write it on the... No, don't do that.
No, just try to remember in your brain.
Yeah, you can do that. You can handle this. I know you can.
Better you than me, though.
All right, so...
I'm using paper.
So what I got for Danny this week is my 6 in 30 is going to be rock songs or hard rock songs from 1983.
83, oh man.
Which was, I was 19 in my first year in college.
Jeez.
And I think Danny was a junior at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, way back when.
Way back in the day.
And I think you're going to get 4 out of 6 of these.
4 out of 6?
I think you'll get 4 out of 6. There's no way you're going 6 for 6 on this, but you never know.
All right, let's see how I do. Let me kick this off.
All right. All right, Danny, you heard the first.
Oh, man. I think you're right. I got 4 for sure. I got 3 for sure.
Yeah, you got to throw some easy ones in there, some softballs, and then you got to challenge them a bit. But
that fourth one, are you freaking kidding. I've never heard that song.
That song was all. That song charted too. That was in a top 40, and that's a band you probably never heard of, but they had one hit, and that was it.
All right, well, let me play this again here.
Okay, Danny, you've heard it two times in a row, 6 and 30. So what is song number one?
Song number one was by that metal band from Kansas.
That's right. Kansas. Correct.
Number two is Fastway, Easy Living.
Correct. Number three.
Number three, I think that's Vandenberg.
And you would be correct. That is Vandenberg.
Yes.
Now the tough one.
Number four, No Clue.
That song is called...
Never heard the song.
It's Inevitable. It was played on DC 101. The name of the band, and this band had like six albums out and one hit. The name of the band was Charlie.
Charlie?
Charlie was the name of the band, and they had six albums out, and I think they put Beautiful Models on every one of their album covers. They're kind of an AOR band. But yeah, they...
Where do you find this crap, man? I've never even heard of Charlie.
That's one of the only reason I know that is that song. I used to love that song.
Wow.
It's Inevitable. It's played.
Okay.
It charted. I know. It's one of those weird things. Charlie was in it. Look it up after. I'm not making Charlie. This crap up. Charlie. Yeah.
Okay.
I always had hot women on their covers.
I'll see if I have any of that. Doubt it. We'll see.
They got their. I think their albums got re-released. I probably sent it to you.
Okay.
You probably looked at it and said, "I'm not downloading this crap."
Yeah, probably.
All right.
I don't know who Charlie is.
And a weird name for a band. And yeah, one hit.
All right. Number five. I think that's Heavy Petting.
Again, you would be correct.
Yes.
Heavy Petting, a band we saw at the Roxy.
Yeah, that's right, man. I remember that. That was a great show.
The Scottish Def Leppard. We thought were going to be huge and didn't quite make it.
Yeah, they didn't. They were. I remember that show. That was great.
And their first album was produced by Brian May.
Yeah, that was great. I love their albums.
Yeah, fantastic.
I remember we were fans when we went to see them.
Yeah, we were into their first album, and I think it was right before the second album came out. And
yeah.
The second album kind of sounded a little bit different. And then, yeah, that one didn't take off. And they even had Elton John playing on their second album. So they had all this stuff going for them, and it just didn't happen.
You got to wonder why it happens for some and not others.
Yeah, and, they put out a third album that nobody really ever heard. And they came back a couple of years ago. I think they have two original members left. They look completely different, but, eh.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, we saw them. They were probably 18 or 19 years old.
Yeah, they were wonderful.
Yeah.
Go check out Heavy. Okay, and so you're at 4 out of 5 right now.
Four out of five, and the last one is definitely Saxon.
Boom. 5 out of 6. You kicked major ass today.
Yes.
Yeah, I made that too easy. But I knew you would. Charlie.
I wasn't too sure about Vandenberg, but Heavy Petting just, I had to think about it for a minute. Yeah, I remember the voice, but, Heavy Petting just doesn't come to mind real quick, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, they get zero airplay on Sirius or anything like that. That's unfortunate. Yeah, they never broke in the U.S., even though they toured here a little bit.
Luckily, we saw them.
Yeah, they're wonderful. Yeah. Okay, so 5 out of 6. Now, I got a lot to live up to, so what do you have in store for me here?
There's not a chance in hell you're getting 5 out of 6.
Okay. All right.
Not a chance. I will be impressed if you get 4.
Well, okay. That's a major challenge here. Okay.
Yeah, well, the thing is, the theme is these are all Beatle covers.
Okay, Beatle covers. So I'll probably know the song, but I won't know who the hell's cover.
Oh, yeah, there's no question you'll know the songs. Not a question. Who's doing them, though? I mean, because everybody has done a Beatles song. So.
Okay. All right.
Let's see how you do.
All right, I'm crossing my fingers. I got my pencil ready. And let's try this out here.
Picking all is nowhere plans for nobody.
What would you do if I sang out a tune?
I want to hold your hand.
Jesus. I maybe got two. All right, so this one is going to be hard. Because some of those
Most of these, I will tell you to focus on the vocalist.
Okay. All right, so let's try this again here. Let's hope this works.
Picking all is nowhere plans for nobody.
What would you do if I sang out a tune?
I want to hold your hand.
Wow. I'm going to bomb in this one. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I was getting tired of you going five for five, five for six, six for six. Let's see how you do. You know all of these bands.
Okay, the first one, I'm going to say that's Enough's Enough.
That is correct, off their latest Beatles tribute album.
Okay. Number two, not a clue. It sounded really familiar. I'm going to say Helix. I don't know.
Oh, man, you're going to crap yourself. That's a Cheap Trick.
Oh, you suck. I knew it sounded familiar because they did that whole album, the Sgt. Pepper album.
They did it live in Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. Number three, I'm going to say that's Donnie V.
Nope, that is incorrect. The main voice is Jeff Scott Soto, but they marketed this as Voices of Apollo. Voices of Apollo, which is the three guys from Sons of Apollo, Bumblefoot, Mike Portnoy, and Jeff Scott Soto singing.
I really hate you right now. All right, so I am one for three. Number four, White Sister.
Yes.
Yes. You didn't think I'd get that one, did you?
I thought you might, because his voice is very distinct.
Yeah, they only had two albums, and I love them both. So I'm two for four. Here's where I'm going to suck wind. I'm going to say number five is that Butch Walker.
No, it is not.
That's a total guess.
No, it's a, you know these guys, Kick Axe.
All right, they did this on their second album. I knew that.
Yep, it was a bonus track.
Yeah, great version of it too. Kick Axe, yeah, off of Welcome to the Club or something. I forgot the name of the album. Damn you. Number six, total guess, is it Lit?
No. Little older band, that's the Smithereens.
Oh, I would have never got that in a million years. I think I know one song from the Smithereens.
Yeah.
Yeah, their lead
singer. It's only the one big hit from them, really.
Yeah, their lead singer died a while ago.
Yeah.
Now that they just came back, they got, I don't know if you remember this guy, Marshall Crenshaw is now
the lead. Oh, yeah.
He's the lead singer of the Smithereens now.
Yeah, I saw a video of them. They sounded great.
Yeah, that's just one of those bands I just never got into because seeing them on their videos were boring. One of those bands just kind of stood there.
Yeah, they kind of reminded me of the Knack.
Yeah, but the Knack were good.
Oh, yeah, the Knack were great.
Now, that means out of all those six songs, I got a grand total of two.
Yep.
Which means you win this week.
I won so hard.
So my wife is in bed. We put up Christmas lights yesterday and wore ourselves out, and then she also got the first shingles vaccine yesterday, so she's not feeling that great.
Jeez.
Yeah, I have to, something I have to do as well.
Look, what, shingles?
Yeah, because I had chicken pox, so they said I recommend getting the shingles. You have to get two of them, too. More shots.
Yeah, I got the COVID booster last week.
Do you feel that it have any effect on you? Because it's supposed to be a little less of a dose. I remember off the
second. I didn't feel any the first time.
Yeah. So. Okay. I remember when I got the second shot, I felt a little warm like for a day, and that was about it.
Yeah.
All right. And that's the end of COVID talk with Mark and Danny.
All right. Medical advisors.
Yeah, don't listen to us. All right. I wanted to bring up an album real quick, new releases that I was kind of surprised about. And I thought, and I'm not even a fan of this band, but I listened to it. I think I sent it your way. It's a band called Victory. I think they're German. They've been around forever, and they put out a new album called Gods of Tomorrow. Rising out from the darkness of the underground. I'm ready for it now, the crazy round. A lot of joy shines into my eyes again. Oh, won't you still follow me? I know you love me today. You might hate me after tonight. The people that change, the hearts of the time. This is the game of love and hate. And I'm not even a fan of this band, but it's a pretty good album.
Really? I saw that. You sent it to me, and I downloaded it, but I haven't listened yet.
Yeah, I just happened to, I listened to, I think there's a new EP that came out from Adrian Smith and Richie Kotzen, so I listened to that. I liked it quite a bit, and I had the Victory sitting there, so I listened to it like, wow, this is pretty good. Maybe I'm going to have to dig into this band, because they came out in the early 80s, and that's a band I just never really listened to.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard them.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. I know they tried. I mean, they put some videos out, but nothing. So this week I can recommend Victory, Gods of Tomorrow. So,
all right, way to go.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you ever come across something you heard and you like, I'll tell you about it, or Danny will tell you about something he listened to and he liked it. So that's my recommendation of the week.
One thing I wanted to mention, I guess you saw that Mammoth got nominated for a Grammy.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, for his song Distance.
Oh, cool.
But he's going up against, like, Paul McCartney, the Foo Fighters.
Paul McCartney put out new... I didn't know Paul McCartney put out new music.
Yeah, he did.
No, didn't know.
But...
yeah, they always give those to the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to win at all, but he totally deserves, because it's for the song Distance, which is amazing.
Yeah, and they're going on a tour with another newer band that's pretty good, and for the life of me, I can't remember who it was.
Dirty Honey.
Dirty Honey, which is a great band. Dirty Honey and Mammoth doing a club tour, I think.
Yeah, they're playing in Baltimore. I might go down and see them.
Dirty Honey's albums, there's two of them, pretty strong.
Oh, yeah.
And they do a great Aerosmith cover. I think it was Last Child. Yeah, they did Last Child. You can see it on YouTube. Dirty Honey, Last Child. Look it up. It's great.
Nice.
Okay. And I think we got one more bit to do, don't we?
One more, yeah.
And it is...
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
And this is where we take a song, chop into four little pieces. It could be an obscure band that, like we've talked about, Charlie. But it's not going to be Charlie this week.
Okay, good. I would not win.
Or it could be an unknown song or deep cut from a band that you know. So you never know. Could be an old...
A song with a normal lead singer, but somebody else in the band happens to be singing this song.
Yeah. I pull that off with Queen. I'll say, hey, Brian's singing this song, or Roger's singing this song.
Jeez.
What a jerk I am.
Really?
So do you want to go first with this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go first.
Yeah, so you see if you got something good for me this week. So you're confused. So am I playing you my song?
No, I'll play the song you sent me.
Okay.
All right.
So, the song I sent you, should I give you any clues yet? I can say this is a band that came out after the year 2000.
Okay.
That's your only clue right now.
All right. And so we have four 10-second clips.
Yep.
So here's number one.
Look
right, Danny, you heard the first clip. Any thoughts?
Well, it's kind of anthemic. I could see it being Bon Jovi, but they were out way before 2000. Is it Goddard? No, they're way earlier.
Is that your guess?
No, I'm going to say Eclipse.
Eclipse, incorrect.
Okay.
But not a bad guess. All right. Your second clue is it is a band from Norway.
Norway?
Norway. Play track 2.
Can you smell the smoke from the lost highways? Bandidos on a run in the glory days.
So we got a band after 2000 from Norway. What do you think?
Sounds familiar. Is it the Wild Hearts?
It is
not
the
Wild Hearts. They're from Norway, though.
No, they're British. That would be incorrect. Not the Wild Hearts. All right, your next guess is, when these guys first came out, they went by fake names. And here's the fake names they went by. On lead vocals was Glam. On guitars was Teeny. On bass was Flash. And on drums was Sporty. Later on, they went by their real names. But when they first came out, they went by those stupid names.
Okay.
So play track 3.
I think I have an idea if I remember right, but let me play this.
Okay. Any hint? Any clue?
Is it Wigwam?
Correct. It is Wigwam. Damn you.
Oh, man. I don't know why. I didn't realize they were from Norway.
Yeah, it's one of those weird things because there was another band named Wigwam, but it was all one word. But this is Wigwam when it's split into two words. Okay. Yep, they came out in the year 2000 and were active all the way to 2014. And then they took 5 years off, and they came back together in 2019, and they were still around. And that particular song is off of their latest album, which came out in 2021. It's called Never Say Die. And the song is called Kilimanjaro, which is a killer song. So you might as well play track 4 so that people can hear the chorus at least.
All right.
I never do coke and I never do grass. Yeah, kind of. Song's called Kilimanjaro, but I think it's about a song about getting high. So,
yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, good. Definitely anthemic. Can't even say the word. Anthemic. Anthemic.
Anthemic.
Yeah. Good. If you like a good 80s hard anthemic rock, Wigwam is right up your alley. I think they got like five.
Yeah, they're cool. I like them.
They look a little goofy, but the songs are good.
I didn't remember that song specifically, but it sounded like the vocalist.
Yeah, and the lead vocalist has also done a project with Eric Martinson from Eclipse. So
okay.
Yeah, so they're all Sweden, Finland, Norway.
All those Scandinavians.
Yeah, Norway's not just about the black metal, the ooh, corpse grinder. Ooh. No, they got a big scene of 80s hard rock, melodic rock for sure.
Nice.
Okay, so you...
All right, that was a good one.
Man, you got Wigwam, damn you. Now, what are the chances that I get this one right?
5%.
5%? Oh,
5%, yep.
Terrific. Somebody was working hard this weekend. All right.
Well, you've been kicking my ass the last few weeks, so I thought, nah, I'm gonna take some of this back.
little payback, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So.
Well, I know I'll pay for it next week. So.
That's okay. I like it this because sometimes I learn something new.
Yeah.
So maybe both of us can learn a little bit, huh?
Absolutely. I learned Charlie was a band.
Yeah. I'm sure 99.9% of the people listening have never heard of Charlie before. And if you have, you know, send me a message on Facebook. Surprise me. Yeah, because they're barely a blip on the radar. But they put out a lot of albums on major labels. Who knew? Okay.
Well, they didn't tour with anybody. Nobody we saw.
Man, I doubt it. I don't know. Couldn't tell you squat about Charlie. All right, so let's listen to this song here. All right, hopefully I can pull this out of my... We'll see. Wow, sounds cool, but I can honestly say I don't think I've ever heard that before. I'm going to say, is that Tokyo Blade?
No, that is not correct.
No. All right. What's my first hint?
The first hint is this is a British band that came out in 81, and they had, well, yeah. British band started in 81.
Okay. All right. Let's play track two. I don't really have a... Can't, I haven't nailed it down yet, so let's see. Maybe some vocals will help. Sounds really cool. My guess was that Praying Mantis.
No, but you're getting closer.
So he said
this song was on their second album, released in 1982.
Okay.
First song on the album, though it's not the title track.
So, band's been around since 81. They're British, so they're part of the new wave of British heavy metal.
Yes.
It narrows it down to about 50, 60 bands.
Yep.
Okay.
I will say that we have not seen this band.
Okay. All right. I'll play track three here. A nice challenge this week. Excellent. Here we go. Wow. You think I'd know, but I don't. All right, my guess is a demon.
No, that is incorrect. I will say the production on this album is shit, but, you know, there's no bass at all, but whatever. This band, they were one of the opening bands at Monsters of Rock in Donington in 1981.
Wow. Well, in 81, I know who the first band was, and that's an American band, and that's definitely not Touch.
Nope.
So who the hell was on that? All right, let's play the last one. Okay, you may have stumped me here. Wow. Something came to mind, but it's not it. I was thinking Michael Schenker Group was on that, but they're German, so it wouldn't be. They're not British, so it's not them.
Nope.
So he's an English band.
Tell you, the vocalist, his name was Paul Mario Day. He was the very first lead singer for Iron Maiden.
Holy smokes!
Yep. When Steve Harris had a reunion of all the members of Iron Maiden, he was one of the ones that showed up.
Okay, here's my pulling it out of my ass moment. Is it Samson?
No, it is not.
Oh, I thought I had it. Damn it. Damn you.
Had it there.
Damn you. Was it Angel Witch?
No.
Damn it. Okay, you got
it. It's one word, one syllable.
Is that it?
Wow, how'd you know? BFFT. What letter
does it start with? I didn't hear you.
M.
More.
Yeah, well, I just told you that.
Oh. Wow, that's a tough one. I didn't know more. I mean, I think I have the albums. I probably sent them to you, but I can honestly say I've never listened to More.
Yeah, I have their first two albums that I think you probably sent me, but
I didn't even know they're British. I thought they were German.
No.
No,
British. That album was called Blood and Thunder.
No.
1982. And they went through all kinds of singers. You know the producer Chris Tsangarides?
It's a Greek name. Tsangarides. Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah. He's apparently in the band now. One of the guitar players.
Really? I thought he was dead.
Well, what I saw, it looked like he's in the band. Maybe he is dead.
Maybe it's like a Weekend of Bernie's thing. They get him propped up there with a flying V around his neck.
They prop him up.
Hey, there's Chris. Yeah, same. Yeah, I can't pronounce his last name. It starts with a T, but the sound starts with an S. So, wow, More. We've talked about the band Charlie and More this week. Is there anybody out there who actually listens to Charlie or More? I don't think so.
and Kick-Axe and White Sister and...
Yeah, we went pretty deep this week. Wow.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. So I think I come up with another bit that we can do, we can end the show with. May have this week I'll start it, and maybe next time we do this show in 2 weeks, you can do the next one. So I figured we could like introduce a song that maybe a lot of people don't know that I like and put it out there and end the show with a song. In the next episode, you can do the same. You can pick a song that you like. It could be obscure. It could be from a newer band, older band, whatever, and just end the show with a song. So all right. This week, I want to play a song called Flying Colors by Kissing Dynamite.
Oh, man.
You know that song?
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah, so we're going to end the show with that particular song. And if you like it, go on Spotify or go on Amazon or anything. Go to Apple Music. Go ahead and buy it if you like the song. Help the band out because, you know, bands like that aren't making they're not making a lot of money. So help them out if you like the song.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I think I used them in one of our bits.
Yep, sure did. It was a Supersonic Killer, wasn't it?
Yep.
All right, so we'll end the show on that note, and we'll play Flying Colors by Kissin' Dynamite. And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Nice. I walk the wind.